www.thebeatles.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I got one question for you. Do you ever fake it? Do you ever do that? Of course, I mean fake putting on your seatbelt. It is the kick it, click it, ticket campaign. That's right, Memorial Day. Famous for trying to increase seatbelt usage. That's when the whole thing kicked off way back when. So, if you are out there cruising around and you're trying to fake it, be careful. Meaning, and I've seen people do crazy things. I had an acquaintance in talk radio one time that went out and one of these big bears that looked like a person, put it in the car so they could be in the HOV lane, and then would also pull a seatbelt across because it was that constant noise. So if you had the bear in there, so first of all, it would look like there was another passenger, put the seatbelt across the bear and then hook the seatbelt behind himself because he didn't want to wear the seatbelt that much. So I'm wondering, as this kicks off, it kicked off a couple of days ago. And what it means is, through the Memorial Day holiday, about 10,000 cops, coast to coast, are part of the crackdown. They're already airing spots all over the place on the whole drivers trying to fake it with the seatbelt use, where they, you know, put it behind them was one, or they do something else so that it looks like it's hooked up, whatever it is. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but when you're talking about the seatbelts, that's also for the people in the back seat, because some people, I guess, have gotten tickets when they haven't had their seatbelt on in the back seat. What the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration is saying is that seatbelt use among drivers at 84% for 2001, that's what they think the number is. 84%, I think that's pretty high. And it also shows that seatbelts have saved, they say, thousands of lives every year. In 2010, because that's the most data they have, 241 people that were killed in traffic crashes during the Memorial Day period, right? Two-thirds of the people that died happened at night between 6 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning, when the risk of being in a crash triples, and 66% of the people that died, didn't have on a seatbelt. They didn't have one on. Remember there was the country singer, I'm trying to think of her name, Barbara Mandrell, who was in a car accident and didn't have her seatbelt on, and then went out and campaigned for how important it was to have the seatbelt on and what a difference, you know, that would make if she had the seatbelt on and had a restraint. So watch out if you're out there, because they're looking for you not to be wearing your seatbelt so they can give you that ticket. That's why it's called Click It or Ticket. And I wonder if anybody listening to me has ever gotten a ticket for not having on their seatbelt. This happened to me in New York. I was with my mother. Neither one of us had a seatbelt on. This was a while ago. It's probably 8 years ago. And we were in Queens. We got pulled over. The police officer came around the side. Do you know I stopped you? No. Seatbelts. Ooh. Then looks at the driver's license and says, just consider this your warning. And have a great dinner. We were on our way to dinner or something. And make sure that you put your seatbelt on. But that's the only time. And I thought it was interesting that we got stopped for that. It was the only time I ever got stopped for not having a seatbelt, and I've never been stopped for it, but I wear the seatbelt now. You know how the cars are. There's no way I can put up with that ringing, that rear noise. Forget it. There's no way. It's just easier just to slap on the seatbelt. So it's a habit. Now it's become like the habit. But when people weren't wearing seatbelts as much, I think it was much more difficult to get yourself into the mode of doing it. And I still know people that won't do it. I know people that won't wear seatbelts. And that's why they still have this awareness of seatbelt usage. I actually have had this conversation with a few people, too, that are seatbelts keeping you that much safer? There have been people who have been injured because of what's the seatbelt cutting them or other things where they were hit, and then that combination with the seatbelt. Though I would still say, if you're not restrained and you fly out the window of a truck or a car, well, are you going to get killed then when you end up becoming a missile because of the way you've been hit? I guess you could turn that around and say, well, if you were thrown from the car, maybe you were saved too. But you can't argue with some of the cold hard facts of what has happened to, I think, more people the other way, not wearing the seatbelt versus wearing it. I don't know. You might disagree. Ever been stopped for a seatbelt? Because I always wonder how they can see it. I think it is easy to fake it. I said, have you ever faked it? Or do you fake it? I think it's easy to fake it with the seatbelts. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Asking you to participate right from the very beginning. All right, coming up here on America Tonight in this hour, we're going to chat with my pal, Buddha. Yep, he's going to give you the skinny on what's going on in the NBA. If you're a fan and you're watching to see what's going to happen with the 76ers and Boston, what's going to happen with Oklahoma and San Antonio, what's going to happen with Miami and the Pacers, you know, there's still some hoop being played right now, even if your favorite team is out. And it's always fun to talk to him anyway. He has such a great sense of humor. So we'll be chatting with him in our next segment. We will also, in this hour of America Tonight, be sending someone to our dungeon. I don't think I've put anyone in the dungeon in a while, but I'm kind of in the mood. And I think this person, I'm not going to reveal the name yet, but I think you're going to agree with the person that I'm going to put in the dungeon. I'll just say the party's over. And because of him, the party's over for everybody. There's always somebody that spoils it, right? And it's not John Edwards, if you're thinking John Edwards, because the jury is still trying to decide what to do with John Edwards. It's been 5 days. Unless they come up with something on Friday, that means you go through the holiday weekend and boom, you're into day 7 of deliberations. I think that they could be stuck. Who knows if this ends up in a mistrial? Seems as though something's going on, and there's a few people that are holdouts or something, could be on either side of this, guilty or not guilty of campaign fraud. I don't know, but I would think it would bode well for John Edwards that it's taking this much more time, because it had been a quick decision that would have meant, boom, we think he's, you know, we've got him for campaign finance, we got him on a couple of these charges. But if they're taking this long, dragging out this long, to me, it seems as though they're probably split and it could be a mistrial. We'll find out soon. Maybe we find out on Friday. Hang with us, waiting in the wings, the Buddha.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,568. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,607.52, $803.76 for a half ounce, or $401.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,607.52, $803.76, and $401.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
The Buddha is still trying to figure out how to get out of his seatbelt. And once he does that, he'll join us here on America Tonight to talk a little hoop with us, as there's some huge games coming up. We thought it'd be fun to lighten the load and do a little sports for you. Talk a little sports for a few. Speaking of sports, also, quick reminder, don't forget, we have our trifecta challenge that's coming up. Not this next couple of shows, but it'll come up the first week of June. So actually next week, next week it will. I never know the dates. I have to, like, frantically look for the dates. I can tell you the weather these days, but I can't tell you the dates. Anyway, we're going to have the that challenge for you for the Belmont. I'll have another very well could be the horse that wins the Triple Crown. But you care about the trifecta. In other words, all you have to do is pick numbers in a row. Whatever numbers. If you have them in a row, win, place, or show, then you would win the challenge. You would clean out our prize closet. You'd have bragging rights as well. How cool is that? All right, a lot of people trying to tell me about their seatbelt stories. I did say when I cracked open the microphone, do you fake it? And that, of course, was the reference to faking wearing your seat belt. And cop says that back in 1988, I was in an accident. I was a passenger, and they said if it had been on, if it hadn't, I think he's saying if it hadn't been on, yes, if it hadn't been on, he would have been killed. And then we got another one here from Elik. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I don't feel safe without a seatbelt anymore. I am happy to wear one. I am happy to wear one. Farm Gal says, take a ride with my daughter and you'll be convinced she wears seatbelts because of her daughter. But, you know, what's interesting is there's been huge debates about seatbelts and buses. There was just a bus crash the other day where a couple of kids were injured And a lot of the buses don't have seatbelts. You know how they have those big bouncy seats? I'm talking about the yellow buses that you used to ride to school if you did ride them. So they don't have seatbelts, and how you have to think, how safe are the kids without those? Now you deal with airbags, too. You have airbags, right? But airbags, if you're hit a certain way, you could break your arm, break your wrist. I know someone that broke a wrist when someone slammed into them and the airbags went off, and their wrist ended up being broken as a result of that. And I guess it's, you know, you have to look at the accidents themselves. How are you getting hit? Are you rear-ended? Does someone broadside you? Do they hit you? Is it a head-on collision? You know, where is this taking place? Is it a chain reaction kind of thing? What is it? What is it that's happened to the car, and where have you been hit? So the idea was, and I think it's pretty clever, of all the campaigns to say click it or ticket is pretty self-explanatory, and they've had a lot of success with this across the country. So look for that. That's what we're telling you. Memorial Day signifies hot dogs and hamburgers and family and baseball and all that cool stuff and swimming because you're melting. But it also means that because of what people do, visiting and whatnot, on Memorial Day holiday with the extra day off, that you have a lot of people driving all over the place, and accidents can go up. The number of accidents shoots up, and they're looking to ticket people who do not have a seat belt on. All right, if you want to be part of the show, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Have you ever not worn a seatbelt and been thrilled that you didn't get killed in an accident because you stupidly didn't wear it, I guess? And as I said, people can argue on both sides of this, to be sure. There are plenty of people that would tell you why they don't want to wear a seatbelt and why they think it's more dangerous, actually, to wear a seatbelt than to not wear a seatbelt. Although it seems odd that at this point you wouldn't wear it. I think that we've just all gotten used to it, and so, of course, why not wear it? This is a fair or foul question that somebody actually sent me a link to it. I didn't know this. When I went to school, you could take French, you could take Spanish for sure, and even some people took German. Now, in New York, in an elementary school, they're saying that Arabic is mandatory. It's the first one in the city of New York to require that students study Arabic. So starting next semester, all of the kids, second through fifth grade, at PS 368 in Hamilton Heights, to be specific, are going to be taught the language twice a week for 45 minutes, and it'll have as much time as they give to science and music in that school. The principal selected Arabic because, as opposed to what I actually just mentioned, Spanish and French, because they say it'll help the school obtain a prestigious international baccalaureate standing that they were looking for and felt that it would help them. And so far, apparently, the people have been pretty supportive of this because there is a critical need for the language and for careers and whatnot. And they're already figured that if they start the kids off this way, that maybe it will help and it will steer some of them in the right direction if they want to go into language. I don't know. That's why I said fair or foul. Well, I do know. I'm going to say it's, here we go. I'm going to say Arabic in school, mandatory, not an elective, not here's French, here's Spanish, here's German, here's Arabic. When I was in school, you had a choice. Spanish, French, even German, those three. So it's not a choice. You will take Arabic in this school. You have to take Arabic. So they're all going to get it because they say it's a critical need and it'll help the school. And so they're going to, you know, they're going to take it. And they had, I guess they even sent home, they've sent home permission slips with the kids to let the families know. They're saying it's mandatory, but, you know, are you really ever forced? If somebody really opted out, would they be allowed to opt out? They might be the only one because the reaction has been okay from the parents at this school. But my question is a very simple one, fair or foul, an Arabic language requirement. Is this, like I said, is this kind of one of those things where we're going down this slope and what about all the other languages? I would think, honestly, Spanish, if you look at the population trends, Spanish is so big. And I only initially knew that this was happening because somebody had sent me the link to the one of the papers, I want to say it was the New York Post, and that made me pay attention to what they were teaching. So if you're a parent, and you may have very strong feelings about it, do you want your kids to take Arabic at the school? Would you want them to have that mandatory thing kind of hanging over their head? And I would say you could definitely make arguments that no, the answer would be no. And I think my argument before I would even have to get into it with anyone would be simply that if we're looking at languages, you have to really look at Spanish. If you're thinking of where we're headed in this country and what would be usable, I think Spanish would probably be more, would be number one on my list, certainly ahead of Arabic. Definitely ahead of Arabic. All right, Buddha Man is now free from his binds, and he'll be with us shortly on ATN.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you
never
had before. That you're lovely and you're perfect.
It's always so much fun to kick it around with the Buddha. Steve Budin from PickNation.com joins us. Talking a little NBA hoop, maybe mixing a few other things as well. Buddha Man, what do you, let me get the overview first of all. At this point, what do you think so far of the NBA playoffs?
Well, more than anything, the interest across the country seems to be at the highest level that I've seen possibly in the last 4 to 5 years. I think it's a carryover from the shortened season. You know, there was a time when it didn't look like there was going to be a season. And a lot of NBA fans and gamblers alike were really concerned. Then it was a euphoric feeling when they got the season, and we saw early participation from gamblers who used to wait until well after the All-Star break to really start hitting it hard, were betting right off the jump because it was something that they didn't even think they were going to get. And now that they got it, it reinvigorated them. And I think we're seeing that carryover to a playoff that, you know, let's face it, these playoffs have been exciting thus far.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's been very exciting. And you know what's going to be really exciting is the game coming up on Saturday between Philly and Boston. Did you think it was going to get down to this?
I didn't. And, you know, win or lose, and I don't know which way this one's going to go, you really got to, if nothing else, respect this Philadelphia team. You know, so many times in special incidents we see a team that takes on the persona and the attitude of the city that they represent. And I think that's what we're seeing in Philadelphia, which is a tough town, which is a town that, you know, always has a chip on its shoulder, always feels like, you know, it's got something to prove. And I think we're seeing that in this team that just, you know, it's almost like a Rocky Balboa story. They'll just keep getting hit and keep getting hit, and they're just going to keep coming at you. And if nothing else, they're not going to look at the scoreboard. They're just going to fight until the final bell. and whatever happens, happens. And, I mean, I give a lot of credit to Dougie Collins, but this is a team that, I mean, it's a bunch of no-names that just are fighting hard. And like I said, you know, I'm sure the Philly fans couldn't be happier.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in the throes of this, but Miami and Indiana, you know, so whenever I look at Miami, I can't help myself. I think so goes Wade, so goes Miami at times. Am I right on this in at least some of these games?
You are, but what the question that I continue to ask myself, and I try to, you know, look at it objectively, is I don't remember the last time in history that we saw a situation where a team was so hated. You know, Boston with Bird, they were hated, but not like this. Jordan with Chicago, hated, feared, but respected. Magic Johnson and the Lakers, even if you hated them when nobody was looking, you loved them. In this case, man, if either you're a Miami fan or you hate this team, and they're very difficult to like, very easy to hate, and I think the reason is because throughout history, we've never seen a team with so many all-stars who flop and cry the way that Miami does. Michael Jordan never flopped. Kobe Bryant never flopped. Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon, can you imagine themselves throwing themselves down to the floor the way Wade does every single night? The other night, Hansborough got hard fouled. He jumped right up and stepped to the line. Wade got fouled. He laid on the ground motionless for over 2 minutes as if he had a stroke. I mean, this is what makes Miami so hard to like. They need to just stand up and man up and play basketball. They're good enough to do that. They should leave the Oscar nominations to the actors who act in movies.
Yeah, very well put. I agree with you 100%. What do you see when you look at this upcoming matchup, Oklahoma City and San Antonio? What do you look for the keys for Oklahoma here?
Well, remember, this is a series that was completely dominated by the Spurs during the regular season.
Yeah.
This is a series where, you know, you're playing with the Spurs. You're going up against the number one point guard in the West with Tony Parker, who did drop 42 points on Westbrook the last time they played in a meaningful game. So let's remember, the definitive edge overall for the Spurs, that's why Vegas has them 2-1 favorites. However, if you're somebody like me who really believes that champions evolve and they go on a road and a path and they get better and better at each step of the way, overcoming obstacles, gaining confidence, and evolving through, I think this started for the Thunder with the early exit last year, how they worked hard over the summer, came into the shortened season in the best shape of any team. That's why you see no injuries, and even Kendrick Perkins is still around deep into the playoffs for them. This is a team that's in great shape. They have multiple stars. They overcame. They got the monkey off their back with Dallas, who fought hard in every game. You know, they went ahead and, you know, dismantled the Lakers after Meta World Peace did his best to get under the 22-year-old Harden skin. Harden played the way he's always played, and really, to me, is the key to that team outside of their, you know, dynamic duo with Durant and Westbrook. The key to this series for OKC, to answer your question, is to take advantage in game one of the fact that the San Antonio Spurs, although they haven't lost the game in the playoffs yet, haven't lifted a finger either, and they're going to see a major upgrade in talent from the teams that they've been playing so far in the postseason to the team they're about to play with the Thunder, who play at a much faster pace and higher level with multiple threats on the court at the same time. Now, that's going to take an adjustment for the Spurs. That adjustment will happen throughout the course of game one. If the Thunder can come in there, lights out in game one, and steal that game and get the home court advantage, well, now that plus 170 that Vegas is going to give you in return for the Thunder would seem like a good bet.
Yeah. Well, I got, you actually got fan mail. I got an email from a guy named Tank in Austin, and he said, when you have the Buddha on, ask him what are some of the biggest factors that he goes through when he lays it on the line. So how do you determine, and that's pretty wide open because football is different from
who. No, it's a good question, and there's two types of professional gamblers. There's handicappers who study the games, and make a bet based on their opinion. And then you have, you know, guys like myself who follow, you know, different groups of sharp money that no one else has access to, guys that are betting in Vegas for a living that I have access to. So, you know, those are two. So for me, you know, I have an opinion, and we talk my opinion all the time on your show. But when it comes to putting my money down, I'm always following the sharp money. I'm never going to leave that decision up to myself. I try to keep my heart and my pocket on different sides of the room at all times. And that's really my philosophy. But what I can tell gamblers out there, whether you're professional or just guys that do it, you know, to have fun, which is the majority of the guys, I would say this. I would say what I've seen work the best is the less is more approach. If you have a game on, if you have a Sunday in football with 13 different games, we talk about it all the time during the football season, find the diamond in the rough. The one game that jumps out at you and says, bet me, bet me, bet me. Forget the rest. You have to decide, do you want action throughout the day, or do you want to take your best chance mathematically at winning? If you want to take your best chance, make one best bet for Sunday, make one best bet, you know, for during the week, and then call it a day. Take your two shots. Don't spread out to 20 bets over the course of the week, because at that point, mathematically, you're an impossible winner.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, one of the teams that naturally, I have a lot of friends that live, I say naturally, but I have a lot of friends who are diehard Laker fans. They live in Los Angeles, in and around, you know, the various suburbs, and they were just so disheartened by what they saw with the Lakers. And now you have Mitch Kupchak saying there's going to be a big shakeup in store for the Lakers. What are the Lakers going to do? What do you think they're going to do that's they're going to change?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you ask me, and obviously you know that I have a magic crystal ball inside my room. If you ask me, this is all about Deron Williams. The bottom line, and Laker fans know this, there's some great news that came out of these playoffs. I know they didn't win the Lakers. That's okay. They could have won that series. There were games that were in reach. Some crazy things happened, like Kobe, two turnovers in the last 2 minutes, up by seven with the ball, lose the game. You know, some crazy, crazy things happen for the Lakers to, you know. So, again, some very good news out of this playoffs for Laker fans. What's that good news? Black Mamba is nowhere near done. This is the guy who, I don't know how old he is, 20 years in the league, who knows? I don't know. All I know is the guy is playing like he's still top three in the league right now. Dropping 40 points in the 42 points in the most crucial game. I mean, I know his team didn't come along, but he put it on the line, and he proved that, hey, man, he has got plenty of gas in the tank. And if I'm a Laker fan, I just go, I got the next 2 to 3 years to root for this guy, where a lot of people were talking like, this was it. This was his last run. I think he showed everybody this is not his last run. The problem is this is a league that's dominated by guard play. And you know what? At the end of the day, Ramon Sessions and Steve Blake ain't going to get it done. Not in this league. Not when you got Russell Westbrook's, you know, and you've got this type, and you got the Chris Paul's. You know, I'm sorry. These cats are not going to get it done. So you bring in like a Deron Williams. You know, all of a sudden you turn around and you've got Kobe, Deron, and Dwight Howard. Well, hey, it's showtime again.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. All right, I'm going to make sure that...
doesn't know where he wants to be, and he doesn't care where... Let him go!
Yeah.
Kyle Gasol doesn't want to show up every game. Let him go.
Yep.
There's plenty of people that saw what I saw, and that is that Kobe can still get it done. And
he discourages the use of most prescription drugs. Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. Once again, wishing you a happy Memorial Day, and please, 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 whatever you do, be safe. If you have tilt back a couple of cold ones and you've had too many, make sure somebody grabs the keys and or make sure you give up the keys and have somebody drive you. No reason to be driving while you're swerving all over the place and risking your life and others. Again, not a lecture, just wanting everyone to keep safe out there so that we have all of our listeners with us intact after a holiday weekend. And especially, you got to think of this, too. If there were ever a time you're going to get nailed for anything in a car, this would be the time, because there's massive vigilance among the boys that have the cherries on top of their car when it comes to Memorial Day. I think it's one of the biggest. In fact, my brother-in-law is a cop, and we've talked about that, and it's one of the times where they're out there in full force really looking to see what's happening with people, because if they're with the extra day and going to see family and going to lakes and going to do other things where you travel outside of your, what I call your bubble, there is more of a chance that you would see somebody using poor judgment, we'll call it. How's that? Poor judgment. The funniest thing I saw on the day, and I couldn't wait to jump on the air just because I got such a huge laugh about this, I saw a headline that said, Clinton really excited about being sandwiched between porn stars. And I thought, you know what, who cares? Do we care about Bill Clinton and hot women anymore? Does anybody care about that? He's the XXX president, right? So, sure, he's in a picture with some porn stars, and actually kind of looks funny because he just looks like this old dude and with some young girls. But he is in a picture, in fact, that was in the Huffington Post, and the event was called A Night in Monaco, and it was actually hosted by the Clinton Foundation and Prince Albert II of the same foundation at the Hotel de Paris. And they say it's just an innocent picture taken at a party that you had a whole bunch of people there, movie stars, whatever, and that's all it is. It's not some big scandal photo at all. But I don't know. When you are the ex-president, how many people are grabbing you for photos and, you know, you relent. You, especially at a party, you're raising money and it's your foundation. You're just posing with people. How do you know who's a porn star and who is not a porn star? But I do see the humor. I don't care who he poses with, but I do see the humor in Clinton posing with these women. The one, and to be honest, looking at them, I don't know that you can tell. You would have to know the porn industry. One perhaps looks like she could be somebody who stars in those films, but the other two, not quite as much from whatever I know, which is very little about any of those actresses. Just interesting, I think. Interesting to see the photos. All right, we just got done with Da Buddha Man here on ATN. As I said, we're going to lighten the load a little bit and mix in a couple of other things, including a little sports. And it's a great time for me to remind you that we're going to have our horse racing thing, the Belmont Challenge, the trifecta, meaning you don't have to know anything about horse racing. We're going to clear out the prize clause if someone should win. All you have to do is pick the horses for the last leg of the Triple Crown in the order that they're going to come in. And the numbers are just come out of whenever you see little shots of horse racing and you hear the bell go off and they're running out of the gates. I mean, that's what you're seeing. So we'll see if we have a winner, but we're not even there yet. We still have a couple of weeks for the Belmont. I'm just reminding you to tune in on a Friday morning in a couple of weeks so that you can throw out your numbers and have a shot at winning. I'm always excited to have prizes, to give things out. I am. Because it's a great luxury when you do talk radio. It is kind of a luxury because it's cool to give people things, right? So we do have another way that you can win. You could win the very next brand new iPhone coming out soon. We don't know exactly when, but we know that they're getting ready to release it. Apple will release it soon. And you'll get one of the first new ones. You don't have to wait in line. How cool is that? Go to americatonight.net. There's an icon. It says iPhone contest. Click on it. You don't have to even have an iPhone. You can have whatever you have. And get press 4, then enter the contest. It's that easy. You can enter once a day, because I just had Tank hit me up and say, how many times can we enter the contest? You can enter it once a day. So until that happens, further notice, enter the contest. It's harmless, and you have a new way to communicate with us, and you have a chance to win. How cool is that? Giving away prizes is like ducks. It's like when I was a kid. I never realized this, but one of the great memories I have of my father, he died when I was 8, is he would always, when we went to the boardwalk, take me to the ducks. You know where the ducks go round and round, the yellow ducks, and there's a number underneath it, and you pull the duck out, and then you get the prize? And I just thought I was just so lucky because I was always winning. Because everybody won. I just didn't realize that. I was too young. I was, 4 years old. And I would, get excited. You turn over the duck and you get the silly prize. But I didn't really recognize the fact that every single person won a prize. All right, this guy takes the cake, speaking of prizes, when it comes to spoiling the party. Because if you look at it a different way, you could say this man was a spoiler. He was greedy, but he was a spoiler. His name's Jeffrey Neely. Does that name ring any bells with anybody listening to the show right now? Because I know that there are thousands of you out there. Anybody know Jeffrey Neely? He's the guy who planned the huge Vegas shindig for the General Services Administration. Yes, that branch of the government, that government office, which ultimately led to a huge investigation and the resignation of the agency's director and four other GSA employees. Boom, done with, out of a job. So Neely, the commissioner of the GSA's regional public building office for the southwestern U.S., has been on administrative leave, and there was just pending a review, but he was still getting a paycheck from the GSA until Thursday, so he's gotten it for the last 5-6 weeks, more than that since the story broke. And finally, just a little announcement, as of today, he's no longer employed with them. They released that little statement. And did he get pushed out? Did they throw him out? What happened? Did he retire? I bet you they're going to say he retired. But he spoiled it because he was ridiculous. That party cost us almost $1 million. The commemorative coins, the mind reader, the bicycle building workshop, all that nonsense. And there's still more problems at the GSA. But I'm going to say Jeff Neely really screwed the pooch for everybody else that was spending our money on just the little incidentals. So for that reason, Mr. Neely, you really get off scot-free. I think they should prosecute him. So if he retires or they shoved him out, doesn't matter. He's not doing any jail time. He needs to sit in our dungeon. Mr. Neely, you're being escorted in right now by Donovan Madsen.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, can you imagine? He was put on administrative leave March 19th. So really, for more than 2 months, he's been getting a paycheck. Wow, that's ridiculous. In the real world, any of us would have been bounced right away. Ridiculous. Ridiculous!